Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive. We're diving into the world of modern advertising today, and we've got a great source to guide us, Gary Vaynerchuk's Day Trading Attention.
This book is packed with insights. Vaynerchuk really gets how social media has changed the whole advertising game.
I'm excited to dig in. This whole day trading attention concept has me intrigued, but also a little intimidated, to be honest.
It's a powerful idea. Think of it like the stock market, but instead of stocks, we're dealing with people's attention.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. So you got to find those like hidden gems of attention, those underpriced opportunities, and then tell your story where those people are hanging out.
You got it. Think of it like that Ocean Spray guy who went viral on TikTok skateboarding to Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant. He just like perfectly captured that moment.
Exactly. Not only did it send Ocean Spray sales through the roof, it also gave Fleetwood Mac a huge boost, like a whole new generation discovering their music.
It's wild how a single viral video can have such a massive impact. It seems like everyone and their grandma is on social media these days. So what makes this moment in advertising so different?
It's a whole new ballgame. One of the biggest shifts is the move from what we call the social graph to the interest graph.
The interest graph. Okay, yes. Break that down for me.
Think back to the early days of Facebook. It was all about connecting with friends and family, you know, seeing what your friends were up to.
Right, like those endless posts from your aunt about her cat, whether you were interested or not.
Exactly. But platforms like TikTok, they're different. They're not just showing you what your friends are doing. They're showing you content based on what you're interested in.
So I'm seeing more cat videos because I actually like cats, not just because my aunt is posting them.
You got it. That's the interest graph at work. Mm. The algorithm is basically working for you, showing you content that actually aligns with your interests.
That makes a lot of sense. When I think about my own social media feeds, it's almost eerie how well these algorithms seem to know me sometimes.
It is. And that's where this concept of strategic organic content comes in. Vaynerchuk calls it SOC.
SOC. All right. What's that all about?
It's about creating content that is specifically designed to resonate with your target audience.
So less spray and pray and more like carefully aiming your arrow, so to speak.
Perfect analogy. You need to really understand your audience, like their culture, what they're into, their language, their inside jokes, what makes them tick.
So a B2B company posting on LinkedIn probably shouldn't try to force a Drake reference, but understanding their audience's interests, like maybe a nostalgic TV show or something, could help them connect in a more authentic way.
Exactly. It's all about relevance. And speaking of platforms that really understand relevance, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, TikTok.
Oh yeah, TikTok. Feels like everyone is talking about TikTok these days. What makes it so incredibly powerful?
It's the combination of short form video and that crazy effective interest graph algorithm we talked about. It's a 1-2 punch.
It's like the perfect storm for capturing attention.
And early adopters, both brands and individuals, have seen crazy growth from TikTok. Like, it's a whole new level of viral potential.
Think about Charli D'Amelio. She went from a regular teenager to a global superstar practically overnight thanks to TikTok.
Exactly. And it's not just for dancing teens either, like we talked about before. Even niche businesses like that cement contractor have found success on TikTok. It's a platform where creativity and relevance really shine.
So should we all just drop everything and focus all our energy on TikTok then?
While TikTok is a powerhouse, Vaynerchuk is also big on diversifying your strategy. You know, not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Makes sense. Spreading the love across different platforms.
Each platform has its own strengths and weaknesses, its own unique quirks and challenges. Let's take a quick tour of some of the others that he covers in the book.
Platform tour, love it. Give me the highlights.
Well, Instagram is a versatile platform. You've got reels, stories, carousels. You've got to use all of them to really maximize your reach.
So don't just live in reels land.
Exactly. Each format offers a unique way to connect. Reels can help you reach new audiences. Stories can deepen those connections with your existing followers. And images and carousels are perfect for showcasing products or giving people a behind-the-scenes glimpse.
It's like having a whole toolbox of content creation options at your fingertips.
Now let's move on to X, formerly Twitter. It's gone through some changes lately, but it's still powerful, especially for listening to the market and engaging in those real-time conversations.
So less about broadcasting and more about interacting, really getting a pulse on what people are talking about.
Exactly. It's like the digital equivalent of eavesdropping at a party to get the inside scoop. You can glean so many valuable insights from those conversations on X.
I like that analogy. Okay, what about LinkedIn? It always feels like the more serious platform to me.
It can be, but that's what makes it so valuable. The organic reach on LinkedIn is insane, especially for B2B businesses.
Makes sense. So it's a prime spot for establishing thought leadership and connecting with potential clients.
Absolutely. But like any platform, content is king. Don't just spam people with sales pitches. Provide real value, share insights, tell stories, offer solutions, you know, be helpful.
And show some personality while you're at it. People connect with people, even in the professional world.
You got it. Share your passions, your unique perspective. It helps you stand out. And here's a bonus tip. Engage with other people's content on LinkedIn. Like, comment, share. It's a fantastic way to build relationships and expand your reach.
Love that. It's all about that reciprocity. Okay, we've covered Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. What about the giant in the room, Facebook? People seem to have written it off, but isn't it still the biggest platform in terms of users?
You're right. Facebook still has a massive user base, and it's far from dead. Organic reach is back, and Facebook Reels are a huge opportunity.
So those who thought Facebook was over are in for a surprise.
Big time. And it's not just about Reels either. Facebook groups are an amazing way to build community, engage with your audience on a deeper level, and foster those authentic connections.
Like creating a virtual water cooler where people can gather and chat.
You got it. And remember, Facebook has global reach. It's where a huge chunk of the world spends their time online. All right, we've tackled several major platforms, but there are a few more we need to dive into. What's up next? All right, let's head back to where it all began, YouTube.
YouTube. From those early cat videos to in-depth tutorials, it's the granddaddy of online video. What makes YouTube still so relevant in today's content landscape?
Vaynerchuk is a big YouTube fan, and for good reason. It's a goldmine of data and analytics, giving incredible insights into audience behavior.
So it's not just about views and subscribers. There's a whole world of data underneath the surface.
Absolutely. YouTube gives you granular detail about audience retention, watch time engagement, and so much more. This data is invaluable.
So we can see not only if people are watching, but how they're watching, what's keeping them engaged, and what's making them click away.
Precisely. You can pinpoint exactly which parts of your videos are working and which parts need some tweaking. It's powerful stuff.
And we can't forget about YouTube Shorts. Those have blown up recently.
Right, Shorts have brought a whole new energy to YouTube, attracting a younger audience. It's a great opportunity to play with short-form video, just like on TikTok.
Seems like a no-brainer to repurpose TikToks as YouTube Shorts and really maximize your reach.
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder, right? Okay, so we've covered TikTok, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Where to next on our platform tour?
What about Snapchat? It seems to fly under the radar sometimes, but it's still a major player, right?
Snapchat often gets overlooked, but it's still powerful, especially for reaching those younger demographics.
Snapchat, the OG of disappearing messages. It's where the whole stories format started.
You got it. Snapchat hasn't really aged up as much as other platforms, which can be a good or bad thing depending on your target audience.
So if you're trying to connect with Gen Z, Snapchat's the place to be.
Absolutely. And it's a platform where authenticity really shines. People are more real, less polished.
Less curated perfection and more raw in the moment experiences.
Exactly. It's a totally different vibe from Instagram, where the pressure to be perfect is so high, plus Snapchat's at the forefront of augmented reality.
Oh yeah, those fun face filters and interactive lenses are a great example of AR.
Exactly. And as AR keeps evolving, Snapchat's in a great position to lead the way.
So even though it might not have the biggest user base, Snapchat offers a unique opportunity to connect with a young and engaged audience.
Precisely. Okay, we've done our platform tour now. Let's get tactical four. Vaynerchuk shares a ton of creative content examples. What stood out to you?
One of the big takeaways for me was embracing unconventional content formats. Vaynerchuk really encourages businesses to think outside the box.
He's all about breaking free from those tired old advertising molds and getting creative. He's a huge advocate for street interviews, for example.
Street interviews, like those Humans of New York style videos.
Exactly. They're fantastic for capturing those authentic voices and telling relatable stories. It's a format that feels genuine.
Think of it like you're eavesdropping on a conversation. It pulls you in.
You can apply that format to almost any industry. Imagine interviewing people on the street about their experiences with your product.
It's a gold mine of insights right there, and you can create it all with just your phone.
The beauty of it. Another interesting format he talks about is cartoons and comics. It might seem a little unexpected, but it can be so effective.
We talked about that cartoon mascot, Tubby Nugget, earlier. It's amazing how a simple cartoon can connect with people.
It doesn't have to be complex animation. Even simple hand-drawn comics can be incredibly effective.
Okay, what else caught your eye?
Vaynerchuk's enthusiasm for green screen is infectious. It's so simple, but it opens up a world of possibilities.
You can literally transport yourself anywhere or comment on anything with just a green screen.
You can react to news articles, comment on trending videos, even create educational content. It's a fun way to add personality.
He also highlights "Did you know?" posts, which can make even boring topics interesting.
People love learning new things, especially when it's presented in a surprising way.
Right. Think of those viral videos that reveal hidden features on everyday products. They're like little nuggets of knowledge. It's addictive.
And you can apply that to any industry. Share little-known facts about your company, your products. People love feeling like they're in the know.
It's like sharing a secret with your audience.
Precisely. Okay, we've got street interviews, cartoons, green screen, did you know, posts. What other creative formats are out there?
Vaynerchuk's a big fan of leveraging those in-app creator templates that platforms like TikTok and Instagram offer.
Those templates are a game changer, especially if you're not a professional designer. They make it so easy to create high-quality content.
It really levels the playing field.
Right. Carousels are another great option. They're fantastic for showcasing multiple images or videos in a single post.
That swipe-through format is just so satisfying.
They're perfect for showcasing products, behind-the-scenes glimpses, or step-by-step tutorials. And don't underestimate the power of nostalgia.
Throwback Thursday, flashback Friday, people love it.
Sharing old photos or videos can really humanize your brand and spark conversations.
It's all about tapping into those shared memories. Now, here's one that I found interesting. Vaynerchuk's a big believer in engaging in the comment sections of other people's content.
It's a great way to network, build relationships, and get your brand seen. But don't just leave generic comments like, "Great post." Share something insightful.
It's all about adding value to the conversation.
Exactly. Be genuine, be engaging, and be helpful. Okay, what about reaction videos? Have you seen those?
Like those videos where people react to movie trailers or try new foods for the first time?
Exactly. It's all about those raw, unscripted reactions. They can be hilarious or insightful. The key is authenticity.
It's a way to show your human side.
Okay, what about those inspirational graphics that are everywhere? Do those still work?
They're a classic, but I wonder if they've become a bit overused.
They can still work, but you have to be strategic. Choose quotes that are genuinely relevant to your audience and put some thought into the design.
So it's not just about finding a pretty font.
Definitely not. The design should enhance the message. Okay, how about podcast clips? Those seem to be popping up more on social media.
It's a great way to promote your podcast and reach new listeners.
Use those clips to highlight key takeaways or share funny moments. Okay, what about user-generated content?
User-generated content is pure gold. Encourage your audience to create content related to your brand.
It's authentic, engaging, and it builds community, like those challenges or contests where people submit photos or videos.
It's like having an army of brand ambassadors.
Exactly. And it shows that your brand is making a real impact. Okay, we've talked about a lot of formats, but at the heart of it all is storytelling.
Right. It's not just about the format, it's about the message. What are some of Vaynerchuk's storytelling tips?
Vaynerchuk is a master storyteller himself. He emphasizes authenticity, emotion, and relatability.
So less corporate jargon and more human connection.
Exactly. People want to connect with brands that feel real and relatable. The stories have the power to move us, inspire us, make us feel something.
It's about going beyond the transactional and building real relationships.
Now, let's be real. Not every business is going to be comfortable with all of these creative approaches.
Some of them might seem a little out there.
That's where Vaynerchuk's practicality comes in. He addresses those specific scenarios and challenges that different industries face.
He covers a wide range of situations, right?
He talks about the challenges faced by family businesses, for example,
where there could be a real generational divide when it comes to adopting new technologies.
He gives advice on bridging that gap, like creating separate social media accounts for the younger generation to experiment.
Giving them a safe space to test and innovate.
He also talks about those businesses in unsexy industries.
Like that sidewalk construction company that went viral on TikTok.
Exactly. He encourages them to find creative sparks, showcase their expertise, and connect with their audience in a genuine way.
About challenging those preconceptions of what's considered sexy.
He also offers advice for content creators who are trying to build an audience and make money.
That's a tough landscape to navigate these days.
Vaynerchuk stresses diversifying income streams and building a strong personal brand.
So not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. He wants creators to think like entrepreneurs, explore different avenues for monetization. And he talks about staying ahead of the curve in the ever-changing social media landscape.
It can feel like you need a crystal ball to keep up sometimes.
He stresses the importance of continuous learning, experimentation, and embracing change.
It's about being agile and adaptable.
And staying curious. He also talks about influencer marketing, which is huge right now.
Influencer marketing is everywhere, but it's not always clear how to do it right.
Vaynerchuk says it's about finding influencers who genuinely align with your brand values and can create authentic content.
So it's not just about finding someone with a big following.
Definitely not. It's about finding the right influencers and building long-term relationships with them.
It should be a true partnership.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we've covered a ton of ground today. From those core concepts of day trading, attention to specific platforms, creative examples, and real-world scenarios, it's clear that advertising has changed a lot.
The old playbook is out the window. We're in a new world where attention is fragmented and authenticity matters more than ever.
It's not about shouting your message anymore. It's about building genuine relationships.
Vaynerchuk's approach is all about adapting to this new reality, embracing new technologies, and understanding the psychology of today's consumer.
It's about being agile and experimental and always learning.
And never forgetting that human connection is key. Okay, before we wrap up this part, I want to touch on one final concept. Vaynerchuk's belief that AI will actually benefit brands that have built strong relationships with their customers.
He thinks that as AI gets smarter, it'll be easier for consumers to find information and buy things. Those brands that have already built strong relationships will have a huge advantage.
It's not just about keeping up with the algorithms, it's about building connections that last.
AI might change how people interact with brands, but it won't change that basic human need for connection. Brands that prioritize those relationships will be ready for anything.
It's a powerful message in our increasingly tech-driven world.
It's a reminder that even in the age of AI, human connection will always be important. This has been an incredible deep dive into modern advertising. We'll continue our exploration in part 3. But for now, we want to leave you with this question. What steps can you take today to start building that brand loyalty that will prepare you for the future?
All right, we've laid the groundwork, explored the platforms, and really gotten to those creative formats. Now let's see it all in action with some real-world examples that show Vaynerchuk's day trading attention principles at work.
Vaynerchuk's great at breaking down those real-world examples. There's one with a TikTok video from Target that really stood out to me.
Target, the retail giant. I wouldn't think of them as being on the cutting edge of social media trends.
You'd be surprised. This video is a perfect example of how even a big company can nail Vaynerchuk's approach. They took that trending audio clip, the one with the line, "What happens at Target stays at Target."
Oh yeah, those are hilarious. People making fun of how easy it is to spend too much and lose track of time in Target.
Exactly. Target leaned into that shared experience, you know, using that popular audio as the base for a video, showcasing products and playing into that inside joke.
So they acknowledged that universal Target experience, creating that sense of camaraderie with their audience.
Exactly. And they didn't just slap the audio on any random video. They used text overlays and captions to really reinforce the message, making it a cohesive experience that worked.
It's set a good example of how brands can use humor and relatability to make content that feels genuine. What other examples were interesting to you?
There's a LinkedIn post from Morning Brew, the business newsletter that Vaynerchuk highlights.
Morning Brew on LinkedIn. Makes sense. They're both in that business world.
Right. But what's interesting is that they used a meme on LinkedIn to comment on that whole return to office debate that was going on.
A meme on LinkedIn. That's bold. I wouldn't have thought of that.
It might seem unexpected, but it worked. The meme was timely, relevant to their audience, and it brought some humor to LinkedIn, which can be pretty serious.
It shows that even business brands can have a personality.
Exactly. And Vaynerchuk points out that the meme wasn't random. It was directly related to a current event and a topic that their audience cared about.
So it was humor with a purpose designed to get people talking.
Exactly. Now, one thing Vaynerchuk talks about a lot is understanding your audience and tailoring your content to them. He calls this creating cohorts.
Cohorts. Okay, tell me more about that.
Defining your cohorts is super important. It's about going deeper than basic demographics and identifying those niche groups within your target audience.
So instead of just targeting women age 25, 35, you're breaking it down further based on their specific interests and values.
Precisely. He uses the example of a magician who wants to sell out a show in Las Vegas. He can't just focus on young guys who are already into magic. He needs to reach a wider audience.
So maybe target families or older adults who love live entertainment.
Exactly. To reach those new groups effectively, he needs to understand them. What do they like? What are their interests?
It's about creating content that feels tailor-made for them.
And Vaynerchuk says define a lot of cohorts. The more specific you can get, the better.
So embrace those niches, find those pockets of interest, and create content that speaks directly to them.
It's the opposite of that generic mass marketing approach.
This whole idea of cohorts really highlights the importance of knowing your audience.
It's key. Effective marketing is all about relationships, and you can't build a relationship without knowing who you're talking to.
Well said. We've covered so much today. Day trading attention, specific platforms, creative examples, real-world scenarios. It's obvious that advertising has transformed.
Yeah, the old ways don't work. We're in a new world where attention is hard to get and authenticity is everything.
So it's not about shouting your message. It's about building real relationships.
Vaynerchuk's approach is about adapting to this new world, embracing new technologies, and understanding people.
It's about being flexible, experimenting, and constantly learning.
And never forgetting that human connection is at the heart of it all.
This has been a fantastic deep dive into modern advertising. We encourage you to explore Vaynerchuk's work and try these ideas out.
Remember, the key is to actually do it. Experiment, find what works for you.
One last thought from Vaynerchuk. He believes that as AI gets more advanced, it'll actually help brands that have already built those strong relationships.
It's interesting, right? AI might change how people interact, but it won't change the human need for connection. Brands with strong relationships will be in a good place.
It's a good reminder that even with all this technology, human connection is still what matters. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into day trading attention.
Until next time.